The Hopkins County Memorial Hospital Board continues to move slowly toward setting up Memorial Express Care, or urgent care, for so-called minor emergencies. At a Monday night board meeting, the board arranged a question and answer session with Wayne Cooper, owner of the Radio Shack building, a possible site for Memorial Express Care. Questions dealt with insurance, maintenance, taxes, utilities, and parking. Hospital CEO Michael McAndrew noted his comfort level for the project was increasing.
If I may, it's funny, I was talking to Tim earlier. Unfortunately, he's ill and he couldn't make it. But Tim, you know, had another thought on how to handle this express care. And we batted that around some, but I have to be honest with you, I think that ultimately, this ends up being our best solution for that. From a cost standpoint and from a, you know, getting it done standpoint, because by the time we bought land and did all of that and went out for bid and built a building, somebody else might have come in and done it, and they might have done it in the Radio Shack building. And Tim asked me earlier how I felt about this, and I said, well, I feel much better, and he said, well, you're the one who got me riled up about this. I said, I know I am, because I had a lot of concerns, but I actually think most of them have been addressed. And I wanted to tell the board also that our friends at Christus gave me access to, they called it CBRE, and it's a big real estate kind of firm, but it's really, in Texas, it's Trammell Crow. And so I've had two or three conversations with the Trammell Crow people. I sent them this information, and we had, like I said, two or three conversations around it. And basically, they raised my comfort level significantly. I admitted to them that I really didn't have any commercial experience. I didn't know what leases ought to look like, what was fair, you know, what should be incorporated into it and all that. At the end of the day, I felt pretty comfortable with this, particularly in light of the fact that it's in my opinion, the best retail location that's currently available anywhere in town. I mean, you know, I would have liked years ago to have done this in Blockbuster Video, and that would have really, I'm sure, riled Roy up, but that's not available, and this is a very good location. So you had kind of told us to go ahead, and really the reason we're bringing it back is so you could see that that we have a higher comfort level with it, that it's less money than we were originally talking about, and something that I think is eminently doable for us. So unless anybody has any objections, we'd just like to kind of finalize lease negotiations and get this going so we can get in the urgent care center.
The board also got a Christus Partnership Progress Report during executive session. Prior to that, Hospital Chief of Staff Dr. Scott McDermott offered this interesting tidbit of information to the board.
I wanted to report to the board that generally the feedback that I've gotten from the medical staff as it relates to the rollout of the Christus LOI has been overwhelmingly positive. So I've been glad to receive and hear that.
KSST News.